Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. I am so excited to share with you this topic today, black and white thinking, all or nothing thinking. I know I've definitely been guilty of this in my life before, and it's a journey to break free from the patterns of thinking this way, and it can really impact an individual in many areas, which I'm going to be talking about. It can really impact a relationship if you're an all or nothing black and white thinking person. It can hurt and limit your relationship. And also for those people that are in a relationship with someone with this black and white thinking, it can feel like an uphill struggle. So I'm going to give lots of tips today, as always, trying to give you the best tips to really support you. If you like this show today, I'd be so grateful for a rating or review. And do join my Facebook group. It's growing. We're over 3,000 members now. And it's just so lovely to connect with people every week inside. Okay, so what is black and white thinking? Black and white thinking, I'll give a few examples, can be my sister is beautiful and I'm ugly in comparison. I'm brilliant in this area of my life and a failure in this area. My husband has broken me, or he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. My wife loves me so much, she doesn't care about me at all. Black and white thinking can be described as a thought pattern that makes people think in absolutes or extremes. The American Psychological Association categorizes this kind of polarized thinking as a cognitive distortion that obstructs the way we see the world for what it usually is. Complex, uncertain, and ever-changing. There's a lot of gray in life, right? Not to a black and white thinking person. Now, you may be thinking, why is this seemingly simple act of thinking diagnosed as a cognitive distortion? For this, we need to understand how our thought and internal activity is connected to our behavior and outward activity. The way we think about something has an effect on how we feel about it, right? Thoughts are ideas or opinions are produced when we think. Feelings are our states of emotion. When we think, we create feelings. Our thoughts and our feelings therefore then create our actions and our behaviors, and therefore our choices, ultimately our outcomes and our results. So if you think in black and white terms, all or nothing terms, it's going to influence not only how you're thinking, but how you're feeling, what actions you're going to take as a result. In relationships, black and white thinking can cause a person to make rash decisions without thinking about the consequences. All or nothing thinking in a partner may look like breaking up in a relationship very suddenly, very quickly, threatening to end the relationship over a small thing, avoiding genuine resolutions to issues, putting people into boxes, labeling your partner, labeling yourself, catastrophizing situations. I also see a lot where a person believes, yeah, my husband or wife, they really love me. And then they flip and think, no, they don't care about me at all. Where they see their partner as their best friend, or they see their partner as the enemy trying to hurt them. And they can flip. It can affect learning. For the longest time, grading has been divided into pass or fail, which naturally contributes to success or failure mindset. One might feel they are bad at maths or art or writing, and that alone will stop them from trying harder. On the flip side, with the progress of society in general, a growth mindset is now making waves. You're listening to this, it shows that you have a growth mindset. You're learning to grow, to learn new things, to improve your life, to improve your relationships. It encourages this growth mindset encourages people to acknowledge that there isn't one way and that growth is a continuous thing that we, a continuous path that we need to be doing for consistent progress towards eventual mastery in any area. Diet, health and well-being is another area where black and white thinking can impact a person. It can lead people to view certain items as food as good or bad, view their own bodies as perfect or revolting, and can lead people to engage in binge or starve cycles. Sadly, as a lot of you know, I did suffer with eating problems for a long time. Thank goodness now it's resolved. But I see and I work with so many people that do my individual breakthrough where they're on diets or they're off diets. They're drinking loads or they're sober for months. They're on a detox where they gym and work out every day and then they do nothing for weeks or for months. This can really impact your life. Balance is the key. Creating that balance for yourself is really loving yourself and not expecting yourself to be perfect, which I'll talk about more in the tips. Another area that I see black and white thinking can really impact a person is finances. I've seen it where people have just decided to just quit a job with no backup plan. They've just had enough, got to a point where they said, no, that person doesn't respect me. My colleagues are backstabbing me. My boss will never be happy with me. So that's it, I quit. I've seen it where people have decided that they have no money when they do have money and they're very tight and they act like they've got no money, or they do have money where it comes in and they just get rid of it because they believe and they think I have no money. And then I have other people that think I've got plenty of money. I've got plenty of money. Sometimes they have, sometimes they haven't. And they just fritter it all away. So our money beliefs, our money thoughts in this black or white thinking will impact our financial situation. So what causes black and white thinking? Let's look at the mental health. Well, always, nothing, or completely often appears in the thought processes of individuals with eating disorders and affective disorders such as borderline personality disorder. Understanding how people suffering from these disorders think, not just what they think, is an area of interest for cognitive psychologists. Always, nothing, completely. While it's normal to experience black and white thinking sometimes in life, it can be a sign of something more serious. If it becomes persistent, all or nothing thinking is commonly associated with these conditions. Narcissism. Narcissism is an exaggerated, excessive interest in oneself. Black and white thinking can be a symptom of this personality disorder. People who will have it will often find it challenging to get help because they quickly dismiss doctors and therapists. When people have anxiety and depression as well, it's common for people to think in absolutes. More extreme emotions can cause black and white thinking to become worse. My life is over. I'm a failure. I'm never going to succeed. These are the things that people will share with me when I do the individual breakthrough, when they have depression. Or with anxiety, people sometimes share with me that I'll always suffer with this. I can't handle this. This is going to happen to me. And then there's borderline personality, and this is a mental illness which causes people to experience intense feelings of anger, anxiety, and depression. And they will often have symptoms of poor impulse control and frequently display black and white thinking. And then there's obsessive compulsive disorder. And this is common for people with obsessive compulsive disorder to think in absolutes because it gives them a sense of control and comfort. This can lead to a lot of rigidity, which can make things difficult and hard to change. Unfortunately, there isn't enough conclusive evidence to state that black and white thinking is inherited. However, it has been linked to childhood or adult trauma. Researchers believe upon experiencing trauma, we possibly develop black and white thinking patterns as a method to cope or to try and protect ourselves from similar pain in the future. Now I'm going to share with you how black and white thinking, all or nothing thinking, impacts relationships. Let's take, for example, a recent couple I worked with, Carla and her fiancé, Adam. Carla was frustrated with Adam because He never listens. She is not important to him. That's what she said when I first spoke to her. In Carla's unrealistic, all-or-nothing vision of the relationship, Adam never listens to her. Yet Adam would say that he is always ready, willing, and keen to listen to her. And sometimes he is busy, or after an hour call with her, he needs to attend to some work emails or some errands, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't want to listen to what she has to say. Sometimes they talk for 2 or 3 hours every day when they're apart. And yet she says he never listens. When her expectations are not met, for example, when Adam falls asleep on the couch or he can't focus 100% because he's tired and run down, Carla threatens to end the relationship. This was a nightmare for Carla and for Adam. Adam asked her to stop threatening to end the relationship or he couldn't take it anymore. So Carla booked the Breakthrough Intensive program with me to change her all or nothing thinking, her black and white thinking. In the process, I discovered that Carla was ignored by her father growing up. She felt unimportant and like she didn't matter compared to her brother. It was clear that she was triggered by any situation where she felt overlooked, disregarded, or couldn't be heard. Both at school and in the workplace and in her romantic relationships, she could easily go from being happy to hurt, angry, and annoyed, ready to walk out or fight. She took it as a sign, I'm not valued, I'm not respected, and therefore I need to protect myself by leaving the situation or fighting to be seen, to be heard, and to be acknowledged. In order to help her, we needed to break the pattern and the cycle of negative thinking. If you can resonate with the black and white, all or nothing thinking, then I'm going to share a few things to look out for, to be careful on, and how it can really affect your love life. So let me share some things to help you. So the first thing is, if you're a black and white thinker, you may view your partner in an entirely negative light only. When they make a mistake or disagreement, you take it personally. This can lead to feeling hurt on both sides, which can harm the relationship. You may judge or label them quickly, like they're abusive, they're a narcissist, a control freak, they have OCD, etc. Now, I believe labels are helpful only for awareness and solution purposes. Putting people into boxes traps them and you if you really buy into the label and believe in the label. Because with the right help, all thinking can be changed, all feelings can be changed, all behaviours can be changed. They don't define a person. Seeing your partner in a negative way over time can cause the two of you to grow apart, resentment to build. You could resent them so much that your relationship fails because you can't get past the anger, the annoyance, the frustration. You hold on to the past. It's not big mistakes that lead to a divorce. I help thousands of couples every single year to save their marriage after betrayal. And it's not that that ends the marriage. It's the negative, habitual thinking that breaks down a relationship over time that causes people to break up. That's why it's so essential to clear out the negative, destructive, resentful thoughts for inner peace and relationship happiness. 2, when you think in black and white terms, you may begin to view yourself negatively because you will not forgive yourself for mistakes. You may either see yourself as all good or all bad. And when you lose your own confidence, this can be unattractive to your partner. It's also not good for you to succeed in any area of life. So do take action to work on your self-esteem if you find your thoughts spiraling into unhelpful thought patterns. You can get my confidence, ultimate confidence, hypnotherapy meditation track on my website, nicolabeer.com, for free. Start listening to that every day. 3, if you have this black or white thinking, you may be setting unreally reasonable goals for yourself. Because black and white thinkers can be highly perfectionist, they can expect their partners to meet all of their requirements and comply. They can expect perfection from themselves, from their partner, from their relationship. Are you expecting your romance to be perfect? Your sex life to be perfect? There to be no arguments, no disagreements? Are you expecting yourself to have fun all the time, be happy all the time? In one of my first serious relationships, I tried to be the perfect girlfriend. Always easygoing, understanding, always getting out of their way, always saying yes to what they wanted to do. If they didn't want to do something with me, being so cool about it. And I realized later that I wasn't really being myself. I was just being a chameleon. And I got a couple of podcasts on being a chameleon in dating, being a chameleon in relationships. So do check those out if you find that your perfectionism is getting in the way. Then there's compromise. Black and white thinkers are not good at compromising. Black and white thinkers have to be right. They see the world as all or nothing. That means if you disagree, they're not going to accept it, and they may try and keep on talking about it until you see their way. And you may fail to listen, to be open, to be flexible, and this is going to cause problems in your relationship because we all want to be accepted. We all want our thoughts, our feelings to be accepted and appreciated, even if they're different. Another way it affects relationships, number 5, is people may believe that they're being misunderstood. This is another effect of black and white thinking in relationships. It may make it difficult for your partner to see your perspective. They may believe that you never understand their point of view, or that you dismiss their feelings because you just don't understand them. And this, of course, can cause stress in the relationship. Communication, as you probably know already, of course you do, is so key in relationships. Good quality communication, where you're able to express yourself, where you feel understood, where you feel loved, accepted, where it's safe to share your thoughts and feelings. And with a black and white thinker, sometimes that's not the case. Black and white thinking can also lead you to label the relationship as a failure after one agreement or one bad day. You may decide, we're not compatible. We're not right for each other, that's it. You know, often couples will come to me before they get married and they do my pre-marriage counselling program and they're like, can you tell us, Nicola, if we're compatible or not? And I'm like, right, let's look at what you both need in the relationship and are you willing to make each other happy in the relationship, giving each other your top 8 needs for my 28 need list? That's how you can assess. You get into the actions. You can't think your way, are we compatible or not? Relationships don't work like that. And this often leads people to impulsively end the relationship, which could have gone really, really well if they'd learned to work through the differences, the conflict. Another common mistake I see people make is they say, right, I'm going to end this relationship because I need to go and work on myself. I need to do this all this lovely personal self-development work. I'm going to work on myself. They say, maybe I'm not ready, or maybe I need to work on my failed self first. Maybe I need to fix myself, and then I'll get into a relationship. I'll look for love then. Which is great to be working on yourself, but to end a relationship so you can work on yourself isn't the answer. Because working on ourselves can bring a lot of great insights and positiveness and possibilities and opportunities because we're opening ourselves out and we're clearing out all the unhelpful thoughts, we're increasing our confidence. That's what I love to do in the Breakthrough Program. But it often is only in relationships where we get to see our shadow. By that I mean our triggers, the things that we need to work on, they become highlighted in a relationship. So going through personal development is a lot easier when you're not in a relationship because you haven't got someone as a mirror to you pushing your buttons. And so sometimes the best time to do your personal work is when you are in a relationship because that's where we grow the most. Another issue with a black and white thinker in relationships is they find it hard to forgive. Having a successful relationship requires you to see your partner as a person who is going to make mistakes from time to time. When you're an all or nothing thinker, it can be difficult to forgive mistakes as you may begin to see your partner as flawed for making the mistake in the first place. Well, they shouldn't have made that mistake. That's it. Gone. Bye. And this lack of forgiveness, this lack of acceptance, of course, is not going to make for a healthy relationship. It's so important to forgive. Forgive the past and let go. If you haven't cleared the past, let go, then go to my website and get my free forgive and let go meditation. So I've got two on there, one for self-confidence, one forgive and let go, and they're both in the relationship group. So you can join the relationship happiness and wellness group and then just message me in there and I'll give it to you. But like, start to clear out this way of thinking. And also with a black and white thinker, conflict resolution can be very difficult. You may be so convinced that your viewpoint is the only correct option that you're unwilling to consider your partner's point of view in order to move past the conflict and arrive at a mutual understanding. So these are all the different ways how it can affect a relationship. It can also affect a relationship and an individual where a person sees the world in a very negative way, where people say, well, this is a conspiracy theory and this is negative and this is negative and this is going to happen to us and this is what's going to, you know, all of that can also cause a lot of negativity. It's so important in life to be happy, to focus on what we can control, to focus on seeing the positive and the good, to focus on actions that make us happy, to focus on actions that make our loved ones happy. These things we can control. To have really empowering goals that move you forward. To have a vision and work towards your vision. To be consistently improving in all the areas of your life that are important to you. To know your values, what's driving you, what motivates you, what you need in your life to be happy, what you need in your relationship to be happy. That's really what I do in the Breakthrough Program. Help people to clear out the past, then to focus on what they need to live their best life moving forward. So here are some tips I'm going to be giving you now to help to get rid of the black and white thinking. First, pay attention to your words. Words have the power to alter your thinking. Ditch words like always, never, nothing, should, everything, ever. When these words are in the mix, some black and white thinking is probably going on. More optimal words, words that can really support you, perhaps you could use better, worse, some, sometimes, often, frequently. When making decisions, it can be good to practice as well. Today, I'm thinking that I might do this or this. After this has happened in my relationship, I'm thinking this is not whatever it is. So you can say, I'm thinking. Today, I'm thinking. But doesn't mean that it's an absolute, you need to make a decision, etc. I hope that makes sense. The second thing you can do is look for the good in everything. Focusing and zooming in on one negative aspect of a situation, of a person, rather than on the several positive facets, is going to limit you and your happiness. So challenge yourself to find the good. Make it a habit. People and situations are rarely all good or all bad. Create more alternatives. Train yourself to explore the grey. What are other possible explanations for someone's response? What are other innovative solutions? Question your assumptions. It takes a healthy amount of self-awareness to notice when you're making assumptions. It also entails the ability to constructively confront those assumptions. Many assumptions are so firmly embedded that you aren't even aware of them. When this happens, asking yourself, am I making an assumption? Is this assumption true? Where does it come from? Have I just made this up in my head? If you have a spiritual or religious practice or you do meditations, you may want to ask for help, ask to be seen, ask to be shown the way. Or you can have a coach to help you highlight them. That can also be really beneficial in addition. You can challenge your assumptions once you've identified them. For example, one couple was stuck because Sarah kept making assumptions about her husband. And her husband, Hamid, was really frustrated at her judgmental conclusions all of the time. It was on so many areas. She just made these assumptions up in her head. For example, because they weren't having sex as much as Sarah wanted, she assumed that he's just not a sexual person. That he was not his true self at the beginning of the relationship. He's not really a sexual person. And she also assumed that, in addition to not being a sexual person, he also had body issues, and that is why their sex life had dwindled. Two dangerous assumptions that had no basis in reality and hurt him. She just labelled it as the sex life is his two problems, it's his fault, he's the issue. In our joint session, when Hamid was asked by her, what do you think has happened to our sex life? What can we do about our sex life? He said, look, the reason we're not having sex as regularly is because you're always on your phone. You're working at the table, you're texting people, you're talking on the phone. We're not having any quality time together. You go out two nights a week, you have your massage one night a week, you go to a salon another night a week, and the nights that you're in, you're on your phone all the time. In order for me to have a connection with you sexually, you need to be present with me. I need to have your attention. We need to be talking and spending quality time together. And wow, when she heard this, she realised, yes, that's true. She just never thought of it before, and she never thought about asking. It's so important to not make assumptions in relationships. And now their sex life is great. So don't assume anything. Ask your partner in a loving, calm, non-judgmental way. Practice empathy. People who think in black and white terms prefer to think the worst of others or see them as wonderful. Empathy permits you to make allowances for others. You never know what others are going through, what may be driving their actions, which have nothing to do with you. Always be gentle to yourself and others. Number 6 is mix it up. Being rigid is one of the characteristics of all or nothing thinking. So encourage yourself to occasionally deviate from the standard way by changing your routine, changing how you do things. This will make you more open to new ways of thinking and accomplishing more essential things as they emerge. For example, if you are an all or nothing eater, a drinker that is all or nothing, worker, exerciser, saver, aim for balance, create a great balance plan. I absolutely love helping people with this. It's so enjoyable to really help people to see that when you live a balanced life, when you live a life without perfectionism, without extreme pressure, when you have your goals but you're flexible on how you reach your goals, when you set up yourself for success by some really good daily principles to get you into that positive creative flow, it's amazing how relationships, magic happens, people's lives, miracles happen. It's just fantastic. It creates such a buzz of happiness, peace, and freedom. So if you have any questions for me, do join the Facebook group. You can PM me and ask me in there. I'd love to see you in there. And if you've enjoyed the show today, I'd be so grateful for a rating or review. It helps to make the show more visible. From my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing day or evening ahead whenever you're listening to this, and look forward to joining you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.